You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Of the American Society of Clinical Oncology says it's making a big difference for patients.
Genetic testing can help determine the prognosis of the cancer, the outcome of the cancer, and importantly, it's being used very commonly these days to help determine the best therapy.
Dr. Shilsky says in a person with cancer, testing can identify gene changes that can help doctors map out a personalized treatment plan. In an individual who's disease-free, genetic testing can determine whether a person has a hereditary risk of developing certain cancers. Dr. Shilsky says genetic testing, coupled with counseling, has become an important part of cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment. He says it's invaluable for people with close family members who've battled cancer.
For people who don't have cancer but might be at risk of developing cancer, genetic testing can determine if they might carry a gene that increases their risk of developing cancer.
For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, make sure to join us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metal. Gold buyer for Diamond Nation and Health Quest. We also provide professional appraisal and sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Florida. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, silver and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor,
and good morning and welcome to Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and let's take a look at the weather this morning. Sounds like our first spot was kind of quiet. I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll see. Okay, it is currently sunny and 59 degrees, which is really good for this hour of the morning. And it looks like we're going to go to a high today of 73 degrees. Tonight, there'll be increasing clouds with a low of 47. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have a high of 69 degrees. And then going later into the week, looks on, like on Thursday, again, a high of 69. On Friday, there's going to be a high of 73. So that sounds like a great day to maybe take off. On Saturday, a high of 61. And then Sunday, more, it's abundant sunshine, but a more normal temperature of around 55 degrees. Well, welcome to another edition of Modern Design. I think today's topic is a little bit ironic because the weather is going to be almost beach-like today. And what I decided to talk about in today's program is Christmas and Christmas decorating and fall decorating and seasonal decorating in general. With my company, Maven Hill Designs, right at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, one of the things that we also do and specialize in is seasonal decorating. That is everything from the fall and Thanksgiving holiday through the Christmas holidays. And we're very busy right now taking orders for Christmas. I do work with a lot of local businesses, restaurants and so on. Metropolitan Seafood is one that I had done in past years where we did the space up for Christmas. I did decorate their new location, did the interiors, but also had in years past done their fall and Christmas decorations. But many other local businesses that want somebody to come in, store it themselves, do seasonal decorating for them, take it down in January, the part that nobody wants to do, put it back in boxes and keep it organized. So if anybody's interested in having that done through my company, Maven Hole Designs, I and my team do a nice job. We don't mark up your walls. We put everything in boxes and come up with some interesting and neat ideas. And that's on the commercial side. But a lot of people who are having holiday parties do want their home also to look special. And we do that as well. So to get more information on seasonal decorating through Maven Hill Designs, you can call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And I'll give you some more details on seasonal decorating. That's what we're going to talk about in today's topic, is what you can do to get your house ready for both Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays. And interesting and unusual ideas. I think people have a perception of what Thanksgiving should look like and what Christmas holidays should look like and the traditions of that, which are always great. But I like to think outside the box. I've taken quite a few courses in these type of things and seasonal decorating and ideas and refresher courses on that. And I want to bring some of those ideas to the table to give you what's trending for this year and some of the things that I see out there that are both conventional and non-conventional with holiday decorating. We're going to go to a commercial. We'll try that again, see what's happening with our spots, and then I'll be back with more of Modern Design. And today is all about Thanksgiving and Christmas and decorating for the holidays.
Gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And welcome back with more of Modern Design. Sounds like we're having some trouble on the board today with our spot, so we'll hopefully have that addressed before we go to the next set of commercials. But our topic today, as I said, is decorating for the holidays, starting with the Thanksgiving holiday and fall. And I'd like to do that because I do that for some local businesses and for some of my longtime customers. I'll come in and we come to a change of season. And some of the members of my team are very good at decorating seasonally. So let's start with fall, and let's start with the Thanksgiving holiday. I didn't do any decorating for Halloween parties this year, which I have done in the past, but I have done quite a bit of fall decorating. And one of the places that I use for my plants, if you will, is Hyonis Greenhouses. Well, you do remember, if you listen to Modern Design, that we have had them on as a previous guest of the show. And they're a wholesale nursery that's now open to the public in Reddington, New Jersey. They're a family-owned business for quite a number of years. They had wonderful plants, unusual plants, and really, I think, high-quality plants. So for many of my clients this year, once we switched over, Labor Day came, I went out with my team, and we went out, we got mums, and we got some non-traditional things, and we did interesting stuff in pots. Now, some of the things, and it's still not too late to get some of that stuff. We're going to have a stretch of warm weather. It's kind of nice to maybe change your pots out if they've gotten dried out. One thing about mums is you really have to water them or they get very dried out. But I did some interesting things in pots this year that I thought were kind of nice, and I wanted to pass them along to you. And we are going to have a stretch of warm weather, so it might be nice if you have the time and a couple extra bucks to maybe play with your existing pots and add some stuff to them. One of the things I had done in my own store is that I'd like to add unusual elements to my fall plantings, my fall pots. And although our base plantings were mums, as they should be, I kind of like to do something in the center, something that has height. So some of the things that have given me a good response is grasses. There are ornamental grasses for fall that are nice because it gives a pot height. A mum is very round, so sometimes when you're doing big pots in front of a home or in front of a business, you have to have some height to them. So I'd like to use small ornamental grasses, and there's a grass I like called orange Shasta grass, and it has it's a green grass, but it has orange on the ends. And when you tie that into some bronze color mums, that looks really, really nice for fall. That's something that really looks beautiful. And another element that I used in my pots this year was ornamental peppers. Have you ever seen that? You go out in September and you're looking in different home centers and you see that there's these peppers there. Well, peppers are a really pretty fall element to have, ornamental peppers. And they come in all different shades. Lots of times they're oranges or they're this burgundy sort of brown color. And I like to put them in between my mums. I'd like to put them in the corners because they give some visual interest. You have the height of the grass. You have the centered and solid color of the mums. And then you have ornamental peppers on the ends. So you have different elements. And most people will come into my store and they'll say, that's interesting. I really like that. It's something that I wouldn't think to get. And they go out and they get those ornamental peppers, which you can get in any garden center or even in, I've seen them in Lowe's. And they're quite nice. Another thing that I like to do, and people don't think about this, is incorporate a non-traditional color with a traditional color when doing fall pots or for fall decorating for outside. And I like all the purples mixed in with the oranges. That's a really, purple and orange sound like they would be sort of clashing with each other, but they're actually quite a nice combination. And in some of my pots this year, I combined orange, like the mums of orange, and then combine them with purple. And one of the things that people also use when they do their fall plantings is ornamental kale. And you'll see them out there. They're supposed to be relatively hardy because they are kale, although the deer sometimes eat them, so that tends to be a problem. But if you use either green or purple ornamental kale, that's kind of a nice look in a pot. Last year, my winter pots, I used ornamental kale in the light shade, in the light green shade, and then I did white sticks in them and other things and seasonal cuttings of trees and really in some holly, and it looked very nice together. I like to, when I'm doing pots for businesses, for restaurants, or for homes, to incorporate more than one type of thing in them. So yes, if you mix orange and purple, if you do some like those bronze color mums, and then you intertwine them with some plantings that have some purple in them, and ornamental kale is also a very good one. And you have the purple and the orange, that's a really nice look as well. Sometimes I've seen this year people have done plantings in the center that are like corn. And that's or punks or things of that nature. And those are things look really nice in the center. You could do some low corn plants that you'll see out there for fall. And that's a nice centerpiece as well. Another thing I like to do for fall pots on the outside is people think of pansies for the spring. But there are fall pansies that are also very hardy. And in one of the projects that I did for a private home, I did purple and orange pansies. And orange pansies are out in the garden center with a spike and some purple dripping or vines. And wow, did that look nice. Purple and orange are a really great fall combination. So that's nice as well. Don't forget you can use non-traditional colors. I've done some pots. I did pots at a storefront that hold rich terracotta pots. We did everything in white. And then we brought in gourds and mixed gourds in with all the white mumps. And that really made the gourds pop. So that was kind of a nice look to do as well. Another thing that I've done for customers is stacked pumpkins. And I recommend things like this in pots in areas that have a high deer population. So if you have a lot of deer and you find I'm not going to plant mums anymore because the deer eat them, try using pumpkins and ornamental gourds in your pots. They'll give you color, they're not expensive, and it's a nice look that looks very seasonal. So one of the things I like to do, especially if you have an urn, like a black urn, is go out and get three pumpkins. Get relatively flatter looking round pumpkins, and then of three different sizes. You want to have a large as a base. You want to have a middle one that's nice and sturdy and flat, and then a top one that's kind of small with a really good stem on it. So what you do is you take the your bottom pumpkin, and you put them in the base of the urn, the black urn, and then you put a dowel. You get a thin piece of wood. You make sure you take the stem off, and you put a dowel or a piece of wood in between, and then you rest the second pumpkin on the first pumpkin secured by the dowel. And then you take the third pumpkin, and which is your tiny pumpkin with the nice stem on it, and you put them on. So you have a triad of pumpkins. And then I like to take a bittersweet. I don't know if people see the bittersweet vine out yet. I've seen it out and thriving. It's sort of an like an orange-yellow berry with a vine. So you want to see if you can get some of that. They have it in florist shops, but you can also see it growing wild. Where the pumpkins meet, you take the bittersweet vine and you wrap it around the stacked pumpkins, and it really looks beautiful. That's a great entry piece, great piece in front of your front doors, in between garage door bays. Stacked pumpkins are a great look for not only the Halloween season, but when people come into your house on Thanksgiving, you want the outside to look as festive as the inside is going to look. So that's something that I look. And sometimes I also put with that stacked pumpkin, I put something in the base. Sometimes I'll take fall wreaths, like two fall wreaths, and I'll put them underneath before I put the first pumpkin. So it looks like there's some sort of fall foliage around it. And you can combine very high quality fake elements in with your organic real elements, and if they're quality, they'll look nice together. So I stacked mine with a wreath on the bottom of two pots that I did each one that had some seasonal foliage that wasn't going to get eaten, and then the three pumpkins and the bittersweet vine. So that's another thing that you can do for fall that's really beautiful. Another thing that you can do is all different types of gourds, ornamental gourds, and there are beautiful gourds out there. And I did that also for a client of mine where we just worked with beautiful gourds. And I did sort of a gooseneck gourd that looks like a swan that were dark green, and mixed them with turban squashes and different types of pumpkins. And they just look beautiful. You fill the pots with that, and it goes a long way because they're bright colors. So you get that seasonal color, and you don't have to worry about deer eating anything. So that's always a very good thing. So I'm going to take some commercials, and we'll start talking about decorating for Thanksgiving inside when we return with more of Modern Design.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare. Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908 782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C with Good Morning Hunterdon on huntertonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntertonchamberradio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. I am Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 18 years, doing all sorts of projects from simple picking of colors for people for their home to complete kitchens and baths. We're doing tons of kitchens and baths this fall. So if you're looking to get your kitchen or your bath redone, whether it be sort of a reface or a full renovation or even an addition, contact me at Maven Hill Designs, located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. If you want to take a look at my work, if you look at the, you can even see it online in New Jersey Design Magazine website or their catalog, the March issue. There was a feature spread, 11 pages of a renovation. I just completed an addition of a home right here in Flemington, New Jersey, to see some of my work, or online at my website, which is www.mavinhill.com. And before the break, with our commercials, which sounded very low to me, on they're working on that internally. I hope you're hearing the show well. But we were talking about seasonal decorating as we're now approaching. We're somehow in November and approaching the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So we talked a little bit about outside decorating, preparing for Thanksgiving. Now I want to talk about inside, because I think people are confused on how to decorate for Thanksgiving, and I think it's very important to decorate for Thanksgiving. And when you have guests having sort of a festive look, something that looks sophisticated but very nice. And one of the things that I think is so inexpensive for people to do is buy ornamental gourds. Ornamental gourds are beautiful. They have texture, they have shape, they have color. They last a long period of time. They require no maintenance. You know, just a beautiful bowl. Take one of your great bowls and fill it with ornamental gourds and put it on your countertop. That's such a great and simple way, if you did nothing else, to make it look really festive. But some of the things that I like to do, and I'd probably go a little bit over the top, I've been hosting Thanksgiving probably for as long as I've been around. I've had a home, so I always kind of, that's sort of the holiday that I take and I like, because to me it's the beginning of the whole season. But I like to look to natural elements and to incorporate them in the home. So there are certain resting spots that I like to do fall decorating or Thanksgiving decorating for the home. And one of them is your sideboard of your dining room. I think that's a particularly good area to decorate, because I think you need to, because Thanksgiving is so heavy with food dishes and so on. It's hard to get a lot onto the table. And I'm not going to say that we're not going to decorate the table. I have a lot of great ideas for you. But the sideboard is great, because probably you'll have some dishes and stuff left over there on the side. But for the most part, it's a flat and freestanding area. So some of the things that I like to do on sideboards are... Again, just taking your ornamental gourds and putting them on throughout. Seasonal candles with like little votive candles in a pumpkin scent, or fall scent is always nice on a sideboard to have some ambient light. Little plants that have sort of an orange tone to them are always nice to do on a sideboard for fall. That's something else that you can do as well on your sideboard. But get creative. Glass containers are always terrific. And some of the things that I've done both on sideboards and on tables is all those acorns that you've been seeing out there. I like to collect a lot of acorns for the Thanksgiving table or sideboard and then use a glass hurricane. Get a nice white or cream candle and then have your base be acorns. And that's a terrific fall look. It's very organic and it looks great both on a sideboard or at the table itself if you have big hurricanes on the table. Fill the bases with acorns or little pumpkins or gourds or things of that nature. Another area that I like to dress for Thanksgiving is if you have a mantle, if you have a fireplace mantle, and you have some things on the mantle, whether it be pictures or candles or so on, I like to go out into nature and take things like berries, seasonal fall berries. You know, I read once someone said that in a magazine article that the leaves are what spring is to flowers, leaves are to fall. So that's fall's flowers is leaves and berries and things of that nature. And collect some of that stuff, some of the beautiful berries that leaves aren't a practical source because they started breaking down right away. But collect the beautiful berries and vines and things of that nature. And I like to stack them. I like that bittersweet vine as much as I can get, and I like to cut it right before the holiday. Different types of dark seasonal berries are terrific to clip. And then, any sort of crab apples, things that are reminiscent of fall. And then you'll create a garland on your fireplace mantle. And I usually incorporate that with some little pumpkins in between and sort of stack things together until your eye finds that pleasing. And that's a terrific look if you're entertaining for fall to have beautiful gourds around, to have beautiful pumpkins around, votive candles with a pumpkin scent to them, or nice white unscented candles with a base of acorns is a really terrific look as well. And makes it very festive for everybody. The next thing I want to address for Thanksgiving is the holiday table. And it's been my experience through trial and error that small arrangements work the best. So what I like to do is if you have a long table, whether it's going to be a buffet or a sit-down, I like to get glass vessels, and I like to spread them through the length of the table, and then just do varieties of autumnal-colored flowers. I like to mix them, and I like to mix different things in with the flowers. So I will take some seasonal berries, whatever is around that I see outside, whether it be an orange pyracantha berry or a crab apple or what have you, and put those aside. And then I'll mix it. I'll get some terracotta color roses, which is always nice. Some coxcomb. I don't know if you know what coxcomb is. It's a funny looking fall flower. It kind of looks like cotton, if you will. And it sort of has like a lasagna shape to it. And you usually see it in orange or burgundy, but I'll put some of those in that. And even sometimes organic elements like feathers, like dark fall feathers, are nice to stick in the arrangements with roses and a little bit of mums. And you can really create something quite beautiful in simple glass vessels. And I would line them down the table. And that's always a terrific thing to do for fall. And don't limit to yourself. Do what is right for your environment. If you have a more contemporary home and you want to decorate for the holiday, you might want to try white pumpkins. I did a contemporary house and we did different varieties of white pumpkins in beautiful silver bowls. And that really looked nice and very modern and very different. And that's something else that you can try. One of the things that I saw this year that I liked is copper leaf, where they take pumpkins and they put leaf on them, either gold leaf or silver leaf. But this year I saw copper leaf, and I thought that was kind of a neat contemporary thing to do in a space, and it's a little bit dark and modern. And you certainly have to decorate according to your own personal taste in your house, but you certainly can make the holiday your own. The next thing that I would say is if you have any beautiful dishes or platters out, put them on a stand and expose them. One of the things that I like for fall, if you're not familiar with it, it's called English transferware. And it's typically, you see it around the Thanksgiving holiday. And it's white or off-white dishes, stoneware, and they have browns in them. And if you have pieces like that, you're not going to use them to serve, put them out. Put them on your sideboard. Put them on your counter. Have those pieces out. They really make a difference, and they make things look very festive for the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, we're about to go to news, and hopefully our sound issues have been resolved. And when I come back, we're going to switch to Christmas then and start talking about Christmas decorating. Believe it or not, it's not too early. The stores have been, over a month, have had stuff out there, so things are starting to deplete. So it's time you get out there and you start shopping for what we're going to do for the December upcoming holidays. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. New House Speaker Paul Ryan calls himself humbled and eager as he embarks on his new role.
I'm very committed to a complete set of changes to the House rules to make it a more deliberative and participatory process. We're going to do this as a team, and we're going to get this right for the American people.
In his first Capitol briefing as Speaker, the Wisconsin Republican said the House will try to move legislation this week to provide long-term funding for transportation projects. Ryan promised a more open process on the House floor when legislation is being considered. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson are in a virtual dead heat in yet another new poll out today. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Trump with the support of 24% of GOP voters and Carson with 23%. The difference is within the poll's margin of error. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen testifies in Congress today. Lawmakers are expected to press Yellen about whether the Fed will raise interest rates before the holiday shopping season. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
A time-honored American tradition is slipping. A recent survey by Vanity Fair Napkins says fewer and fewer families are having family dinners. 45% of people who took the survey even thought dining rooms in homes have become obsolete. Syndicated lifestyle columnist Leanne Eli thinks this is a problem.
Families today eat dinner together less often than in the past. But there's other research, too, that supports this and shows that families that eat together are more often to be better connected and have better relationships, parent to child, and children do better in school.
Leanne Eli says you need to make the dinner table an electronics-free zone. She also suggests involving your family in cooking. She's promoting this through a website called TakeBackTheTable.org. You can use that to take a pledge to commit regular family dinners.
Declare your table to be an electronic-free zone. Of course, they get them after dinner. But the second thing is that when your family is together, you make it a fun thing. So get them in the kitchen, help get them to help you cook.
You're listening to USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It was a party in Kansas City. Hundreds of thousands of fans lined the streets of downtown KC on Tuesday for a parade in honor of the Royals' World Series championship. Hall of Famer and 1985 champion George Brett says this new group of Royals is the best Kansas City has ever seen.
I played on the 85 World Championship team, and I've followed these guys since spring training forever. But after watching them play the last 2 years, I want to congratulate them for becoming the greatest team in Kansas City Royal history. These guys are the best team ever!
Royals owner David Glass says winning the AL pennant last year was great, but this is the trophy they were really after.
I can't tell you how much fun all this has been. And, you know, I have to go back to last year. I was really excited when they gave us that American League Championship trophy, and I said, this is fantastic, but what I really wanted was one of those round ones with all the flags on it.
The Royals finished off the New York Mets in five games Sunday to capture the second World Series title in franchise history and their first since 1985. Today is National Stress Awareness Day, and health experts are encouraging people to deal with the stress they have in their life. The Public Health Agency is specifically calling on employers to help employees deal with stress at work. Long work hours, lengthy commutes, high demands, and being constantly connected to mobile devices are all contributors to workplace stress. Research out of the UK finds that nearly three-fourths of employees suffer from some kind of work-related stress. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm Rich Gadiri with Modern Design each Wednesday from 10 to 11. And Modern Design 2, our interactive show from 2 to 3 here on 100 in Chamber Radio. If you're just tuning into the show today, we're talking about seasonal decorating. And yes, in fact, it is not too early to get your things together for seasonal decorating. We're only weeks away from the Thanksgiving holiday, so we want to think about what we're going to put on the table, what kind of platters we're going to use, what sort of candles and decorations we're going to do on the sideboard, on your mantelpiece when you decorate, and really from outside to in, what we're going to do to make that holiday special and different. I always suggest go to the web now. I used to go to magazines, and I still do, but I go to the web. I kind of Google everything. But, you know, go to Google Images, which is like the best, and go to seasonal holiday decorating and just scroll and scroll. And then when you see something you like, print it. And then when you go shopping, you have an arsenal with you that you're ready to do what you need to do, and bring something unexpected to the table. It seems like you blink your eyes, it's another year and another Thanksgiving or another Christmas or another Easter. Bring something new to the table. When people come, surprise them with different dishes, different charger plates, unusual things on the table. Make it special. Make your pictures look really great because you've taken the time to do things that are different. They don't necessarily need to cost more money. They just need to be creative. And sometimes thinking outside of the box is the best thing that you can do. Again, Maven Hill Designs is doing seasonal decorating now for the Christmas holiday. And if you'd like to call us for some rates and what we can do for you, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. So we're going to switch now. We've done Thanksgiving. Let's talk about the Christmas holidays and decorating. Boy, is there a lot out there and a lot you can do for the holiday. I have already, on my Facebook page, I've already put out some rooms that I've done in people's homes and in some of the local businesses in previous Christmases. And I've got a lot of nice feedback from you, my listeners, on what you saw and what you liked. And some different things that I'm going to do this year. I keep an inventory in my store of lots of different things to decorate for the Christmas holiday, ornaments, garlands, unusual things to put together, and an idea book full of things that I want to try with the different clients I have for the Christmas decorating. So, starting with the outside, which I think can be tricky because of the time we get to December, the weather is not in our favor anymore. But one of the things that I suggest you all do, and before it starts to freeze after the Thanksgiving holiday, is just to go to your own yards and take a good pair of clippers with you. And one of the prettiest things you can put in a winter pot is different clippings of the different types of spruces and things that stay green through the winter, and put them in a pot. It costs absolutely nothing to do. And what's nice about that is if you put some embellishments that are specifically Christmas, after the New Year's holiday, you can pull those out, and then those pots typically freeze, but the greens don't turn brown. So for the months of January and February, and March even, until we start to see the frost, subside and start to see some awakening of spring, you'll have something seasonally in your pots, which looks nice and is appropriate for winter. So I would say go out to your, when we get to that point after Thanksgiving, go out to your yard and pull some, if you have blue spruce, that's a great thing to do. Any sort of greens are nice, but mix your greens. Don't have them all be the same color because evergreens come in a lot of varieties. Holly is terrific if you have holly, or maybe your neighbor has some holly with different foliage. Sometimes holly can be yellow or variegated and so on. Pull some of that as well and clip it all together. And a lot of branches. Branches look beautiful in a winter pot outside. Last year, I did a lot of white branches in the center of my pots, surrounded them by different types of greens. One of my favorite greens to put in a pot is different types of boxwoods, which are a beautiful combination for an outside pot. So if you mix seasonal greens like the different evergreens and spruces and boxwood and some beautiful branches in the center, now you've spent absolutely no money and you have a really full, beautiful pot. And it doesn't necessarily, for those of you that don't celebrate Christmas, it doesn't necessarily, at that point, reflect Christmas. It's just sort of organic. And you could even throw things like pine cones in there, things that are reflective of nature, maybe some winter berries. I put winter berries in all my pots, and that's a berry that you'll see at the beginning of December that's very bright. Clip some of that. Hopefully it's in your own yard and not your neighbor's yard, but clip some of those and use what you already have around to make terrific winter pots. That's a great thing to do for outside. You know, one of the things that I like to do, I live in a colonial with a lot of windows, is years back I made wreaths for every window of my home. So when you enter the front of the home during the Christmas holidays, you'll see that every window has a beautiful wreath on it of a same type. And, you know, there's so many things you can do for holiday wreaths, both in the window and both on the house. They don't necessarily have to be greenery. Mine happened to be, the ones that I did were done with preserved dried fruits, and they're really beautiful. They're hung by a ribbon, and you don't necessarily have to do them like I made them. You certainly can buy them. But hang a wreath in each window with a candle in the window. It's a terrific look for the front of your home. And then do something that's organic and real, some beautiful fresh greens on the door. And that's something that can be very nice. I also like pine roping. I don't know if those of you are familiar with putting pine roping and dressing it around. In recent years, they've gotten better, even at the Home Improvement Center, in getting mixed greens into garlands. So you can have a garland that's different types of evergreens and some spruces and so on, and some variegated color. And then you can swag that greenery around your door and then do a beautiful wreath in the center. That's a terrific look to swag greens. And they'll last quite a long time, actually. That's a nice look to do for the winter holidays. And when you open your door, it's very festive. And then I like to layer that with ribbon. And one of the things that I wanted to say is that you shouldn't necessarily do red if red doesn't go with your decor. You should do, for the holidays, what goes with your decor and your personal taste. I do a lot of non-traditional Christmas colors, but then follow some of the rules of holiday decorating. So we would do maybe beautiful greenery, but instead maybe your color in your house happens to be blue. So we could do a nice blue and gold ribbon or a blue and silver ribbon, and still it winds up looking, with lots of white candles, it still winds up looking very holiday. It doesn't necessarily have to be red. Not that red doesn't look nice, but you can use burgundy, you can use bronze. I've used, last year at someone's house, I did everything in silver, chocolate brown, and lime green, which sounds terrible. It looks amazing. You use a lot of organic elements. Use a lot of votive candles, and it really comes together with a palette. And something that's sort of unexpected, I think when you go to somebody's house, you say, oh, it's decorated nicely for the holiday. But when you go to somebody's house and they're using lime green and chocolate brown, you're like, wow, that looks really good. It shows innovation. It shows creativity. and it makes people thinking. So when I do a project, I always like to say, I never would have thought of using that before. So don't be locked into that sort of red and green thing, which is lovely and very nice, but it's also kind of expected. So I think you want to think about, before you do decorating, maybe we'll try a different color this year. You know, maybe you did your living room over and your living room is now in navy. So why not use a dark blue ribbon with some rich gold tones in it and use that for the decorating. I tell you, some of the colors that look really good on a Christmas tree themselves, are purple is one of them. Oh, I did a house in Bedminster and we did the entire tree in purple and gold. Oh my God, that really glows on a Christmas tree. It looks really, really beautiful. Blue ornaments. It sounds terrible, but blue ornaments look beautiful. Blue and silver look beautiful on a Christmas tree. Copper. One of the trees in my own house, I do three trees in my own house, and one of the trees in my family room is all done in copper, golds, and chocolate brown. And let me tell you something, it is spectacular. Do what's right for your space. You know, sometimes holiday decorating looks sort of forced because it doesn't match sort of the look of the room. Go with what the looks of your room are. Any color can be a Christmas or holiday color. You don't have to stick to red and green. It could be what looks best with your decor. All right, looks like we're coming up to commercial again. Hopefully we've got all the kinks worked out. And we'll take some station breaks, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Lumberton, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Modern Design. We're talking today about getting ready to decorate seasonally. I know it sounds crazy because it's going to be 75 degrees or so today, and it seems more like a beach day than talking about decorating for the fall and Christmas holidays. But you do have to get your stuff now. One of the things that I was saying in the early part of the broadcast is that, in fact, the Christmas stuff, all the little picks and Christmas balls and accessories and garlands and stuff, all were out in the stores in October. So it's already well a month into it. And if you wait till Christmas time to go buy stuff, you're not going to get the pick of the best stuff. I see things have already been picked through. So you want to start doing that now. You want to make your shopping list. You want to get an idea or a theme together. Maybe you're going to try a new color this year, like I suggested, and go out to your stores and start looking at the accessories. You don't want to wait till last minute to do that thing. So definitely that's something that you want to work on right now. So before the break, we were talking about seasonal holiday decorating and what to do or try. And we were talking about some of the different color combinations that we could try and not necessarily just stick to the traditional red and green. Why not try some other combinations? Why not try some different unusual combinations? One of the things that I started last year with and was sort of retro and it really took off with my clients and they all seem to want that this year is doing white foliage, either taking your garlands, your artificial garlands, and either doing some sort of a spray on them so they have that white look to them, the snowed on look, or just going with a sort of a retro sort of 1960s like white garland theme. And even in my own home, I did that for a client and we did everything in white. And I did, in their house, I did all white trees and we did them throughout in different sizes. And the greens were actually all white. It really makes, if you use white as the backdrop, it really makes whatever you put on the tree stand out more. Whereas if you're using greens, even if it's artificial greens, they sort of blend into the tree a little bit, which is very beautiful, and I like green very much. But for a different look, or maybe if you have more than one tree, why don't you try a white tree? You know, white trees used to be very sparse artificial trees, but they're making a lot better quality trees lately, both for green and white. And the white trees that I've been seeing of recent years are a lot fuller looking. But when you have a collection, if you consolidate the colors in your collection and you put it on a white tree, it really, really stands out. I did a tree for a customer in the hills in Bedminster, and she loves the pastel colors, the pale pinks, the pale blues, the silvers, those kind of colors. And we did a white tree for her, and we got shiny brights, the old-fashioned ornaments that have a lot of those sort of colors. And we did it all in that and then tied in some ribbon that had sort of her colors of her space, which is very feminine, very pastel. Really looked amazing, you know, and still red as Christmas, even though it had, you know, it did not have traditional Christmas colors. It's fun to see the creativity that people come up with. I drive through towns to see what people have done outside, what lights are different, and try to sort of kind of steal those ideas, actually. Look at what's out there. I did a house in Westfield once, and she wanted something different outside because when people were going to come in to her home for the holiday, she wanted to sort of greet them with something that was a little bit unusual. So I just went to a home improvement store, and I noticed they had strands of solid colored small lights. And I thought, you know what? Instead of doing her outside in the white lights with the bare branches as I always do, let's pick a color. Let's pick a really interesting, vibrant color. And then tightly take those branches, tightly wrap around a solid color and have that glow. So when you come in, you see something that's really exquisite. So in her case, we took green. We took a dark green colored light, outdoor colored light, the small lights. And she had a bank of trees at her entrance that were all bare branches. And we tightly went up there. It was very labor intensive, but we tightly wrapped around those white lights on, and the, I'm sorry, those green lights on the bare branches. And when that lit up at night, it was so beautiful and so powerful because it was really a statement. And then we carried green through amongst other colors, lots of silvers and green and some other things that we did that were a little bit unusual, but carried the green theme through with other things. But those that shock of that from the outside of that green lights, the little lights, but done just in green and nothing else, was such a powerful and bold statement. Really beautiful. And you can do that with anything. Even the LED lights that they're using now that have sort of a pale blue tint on them are terrific for outside because it sort of generates a sort of a different kind of a look. Just don't mix them. I see the biggest mistake that most people make when they're outside decorating for Christmas is they mix the different types of lights and it looks terrible together. If you have that sort of warm, soft, white, kind of creamy color incandescent lights, don't mix them with the LEDs because they just look terrible together. You know that they're going to give off a different kind of a look and go with what's right for your house. For my own house, I found that the incandescent, the warm white, was a better fit for me. But, you know, it depends on what works with your look. I love to use red lights. That's a thing that I've done in other people's houses. I've taken, if someone wants a big wreath, I have a client that has a big colonial, and on one side of her house, there's a big area where there are no windows, and I had a big artificial wreath made, and then I got rows and rows of thin, the small red colored lights, and wrapped them around the big wreath. And then we light that at night, and it's very welcoming when people come in because you have that soft glow of the red on a beautiful white house, of the lights that sort of almost twinkle, and that's a terrific look as well. You know, and if you are going with red, you can pair red with different colors, and that's another nice thing that we and Maven Hill do well with our seasonal decorating. Try red with silver. Red and silver are a beautiful combination. Instead of the traditional red and gold, try red and silver. They're a beautiful combination. I did one of the airport hotels, one of their restaurants hired me to do their restaurant for the Christmas holiday because, you know, many people, they book that for Christmas and it has to be festive. So I did it all in red and silver. And I was inspired by something I saw there that had a lot of red and silver. And I said, you know what, why don't we make our decorations all red and silver? So we did lots of red and silver and crackle and white branches and things that were very, you know, a little bit more modern, but the red and silver really carried over nice. Red, brown, and silver are a really nice combination. You say brown on a Christmas tree, but you'll be surprised how things come together. And as you do them, they evolve. With the brown, I added some magnolia, dried magnolia leaves. Dried magnolia leaves are very beautiful. And then you add the brown and the red to it. It's a very rich and warm color combination. Blue and gold, again, are a beautiful combination. You wouldn't necessarily think of blue and gold for Christmas, but it's a beautiful combination and very festive. Purple and gold are just amazing on a Christmas tree. I would say if you have a tree that has a lot of red ornaments and so on, try something different. Replace the red with purple. Go get 2 dozen glass, simple red solid ornaments. Take the red ones off and put a purple one on and do everything else the same. That shock of purple against the green of the tree is beautiful. It really brings something different to the table. It's soft. It's just a beautiful look. It photographs very well, and so on. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the holidays are again quickly approaching. Try to bring something new to the table. They come around so often and so quick. Let's change up tradition a little bit. Let's take what you have. And let's open those boxes ahead of time and say, you know what, I'm going to take some of the stuff that I use out and I'm going to add something new to the table. I'm going to bring in a new color. I'm going to bring terracotta in. I'm going to bring purple and I'm going to bring blue in. And I'm just going to change the look. So when we take our holiday pictures, that the house looks a little bit different for the holidays. And it's fun for everybody. And when you entertain, they'll notice it. And it's a great way to bring some new joy to the holiday season. Okay, well, that hour's went by very quickly. I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design and supporting me. We're hitting almost our 1-year anniversary at Modern Design, and I'm very happy about that. And I will see you shortly back here on Modern Design at 100 in Chamber Radio. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful day.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. New House Speaker Paul Ryan calls himself humbled and eager as he embarks on his new role.
I'm very committed to a complete set of changes to the House rules to make it a more deliberative and participatory process. We're going to do this as a team, and we're going to get this right for the American people.
In his first Capitol briefing as Speaker, the Wisconsin Republican said the House will try to move legislation this week to provide long-term funding for transportation projects. Ryan promised a more open process on the House floor when legislation is being considered. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson are in a virtual dead heat in yet another new poll out today. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Trump with the support of 24% of GOP voters and Carson with 23%. The difference is within the poll's margin of error. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen testifies in Congress today. Lawmakers are expected to press Yellen about whether the Fed will raise interest rates before the holiday shopping season. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi,
David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
A time-honored American tradition is slipping. A recent survey by Vanity Fair Napkins says fewer and fewer families are having family dinners. 45% of people who took the survey even thought dining rooms and homes have become obsolete. Syndicated lifestyle columnist Leanne Eli thinks this is a problem.
Families today eat dinner together less often than in the past. But there's other research, too, that supports